From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rebecca Cook, reading Last Train from Cuernavaca by Lucia St. Clair Robeson. Now let's begin with Last Train from Cuernavaca. Mid-November, 1912.
Why pay the peasant more when he will only drink away the extra money?
A hacienda owner in the state of Morelos.
Hitch up your pants. The road we must follow is defiance.
General Emiliano Zapata. Chapter 1. A Cakewalk. Captain Federico Martin loved everything about women, but this was the first time he had fallen for a pair of pale English hands. Their owner sat so upright and Anglican on the piano bench that it could have been a church pew, but her long, supple fingers harbored no piety. They chased the syncopated lilt of the maple leaf rag across the keys like sprites on a spree. Her fingers were so sure, so swift, they flouted assorted laws of classical mechanics, gravity, drag, and human fallibility. A score of couples danced the cakewalk and the one-step under hundreds of tiny lights strung like stars across the 383-year-old ceiling beams of the Hotel Colonial's ballroom and restaurant. The Hotel Colonial was one of the few places where Cuernavaca's foreign community and its elite Mexican society mingled. Christmas of 1912 was 6 weeks away, but they could always find something to celebrate. Most of the dancers sported the latest fashions, but several men wore the dark blue dress uniforms of the Mexican army. Captain Martin wore the same uniform, and he thanked his own lucky stars that Colonel Rubio...